3.3. Meditation involves two important steps. The first step is to train the mind to be heedful or ever mindful via deconditioning one's habitual heedless thinking. Then, the second step is to use that trained or heedful mind to meditate via cultivating the Noble Eightfold Path, especially the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. It is also very important to understand what sati is. Also to understand that vipassana is not a knowledge that you can practice or learn via thought-based meditation, because it is an insight or wisdom that has to be awakened to via the direct seeing we are taught. And wisdom is not a rigid knowledge that can be learned or practiced, because it is an understanding which is not rigid. This is the reason why the Buddha always says, "He only showed us the way, but we must walk the path ourselves to awaken to it." V stands for the three universal characteristics of nature, anicca, dukkha, and anatta, and vipassana is to insight into. So the meaning of vipassana is to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, thus awakening to this truth.
Okay, so now you understand why I say vipassana you cannot learn and cannot be practiced. Because what is vipassana? There are two words. Vi stands for the characteristic of nature. Passana is to insight into one another. How can you insight into? You need a direct seeing, isn't it? You need a stable awareness, isn't it? So whatever in the name of meditation that you do that can lead to this transformation is vipassana. So vipassana is not a method or a technique, understand? Because if we cannot develop the ability to insight into the three universal characteristics, means what? You don't have the awareness nature within. You don't have this pure awareness that is stable for you to have the ability to insight into phenomena and to awaken. So vipassana is not a practice. You cannot practice awareness on. You understand? Who practice awareness? The thought try to be aware. So when the thought is active, are you still aware? Hey, are you still aware? When the thought is active. So who practice? The thought practice. So how can you practice vipassana? You have to silence your mind, develop the stability of sati, mindfulness. Then through that daily mindful stability of sati, one day it will insight. Or when it's ready, it will trigger off the understanding. That's why it can see things as they are. It can insight into phenomena and awaken. That's why it's not a practice, it's not a thought-based thing. It's not a knowledge where you read, then you awaken. Not like that, understand not? Those hearing the truth awaken, where in the past they have cultivated before, understand not? And they also have the causes and conditions where at that time they have developed the mindfulness, where they were with the Buddha for so long, understand not? So that 45 years, in fact, most of them know what that thing is, but it is not described and not passed down. Well, people take for granted, where at that time everybody know what sati is. That's why that time a lot of enlightened being, a lot of Arya, even Arahant. But over the years, after the Buddha's passing away, how come less and less, less and less, less and less? It's because what has been passed down is different already. You understand? Like scientific progress. When scientists continue to have breakthrough, we progress so fast in the last 2-3 decades. True or not? Because there is breakthrough, understand not? People realize the truth, then there are theory, Nobel Prize winner. That's why all this trigger of the advancement. That's why the scientists progress very fast. If there is no breakthrough, like in the 30s, 40s, Second World War time, a lot of things not discovered, understand not? So likewise, Dhamma also said, if the authentic teaching of the Buddha still around, that's why during the Buddha's time, a lot of enlightened ones, and even Arahant also a lot. But how come over the year less and less, less and less? it's very obvious that it means what has been taught and learned already no longer the authentic, potent teaching. Then we can also come to the conclusion, if I give you a message, at that time, no writing, understand now? They only commit to memory through chanting. So if I give you a message, you don't retain it through chanting, then what happened? I ask you to pass to the next one. By the time you reach the fifth one, the message all differently, understand now? And that is just a message, you know. What if the message need understanding to cultivate, to interpret? Lagi kaulat, understand? Then as it passed down, the first generation disciple may be still very good, because like you all, near to me, we share, okay? So your generation, all this understanding, even if you cannot get 100%, 20%, 30% good enough, understand? But if you only 20%, how much can you pass down to the next generation? Maybe 10% or less, understand? Then after that, your next generation is the next generation. Habis lah, understand? Like last time the Kung Fu one was, the master learned, the student developed, the master keep two step or one step. Then your turn, you also keep one step or two step. By the time you reach the Tou Sun Tou Zat, let me how many steps? And some you don't want your Tou Tai Ta Si Fu, they're not teach. That's why a lot of this type of thing, understand? So based on this understanding, you will know how the teaching become different. There's no writing at that time. Don't have video recording. Don't have like that. If you have recording, I speak, then the explanation like that. Where you got writing, ma? So this teaching will continue to go down as well. Yeah, whoever have the logical mind read, if he has the faith and the sati, he will understand this is a gem. This is what is happening, like what you can see. Understand? Then this one won't disappear. But during the Buddha time, no writing, no recording, no video. You had to be near him to listen to what he say. You think so easy? Can catch? I throw ball also sometimes you miss, understand? So not easy, understand, during the Buddha's time. But at least the chanting part is there. So the authentic words of the Buddha are there. The Pali words and all. See. So because of that, those who understand, they read the Pali word, really beautiful, stand out. That's why I understand the meaning of the Pali words. Sankara, I dare to tell you, everything your mind can do is Sankara. But the others, what they tell you? Sankara got 52. That's all. Yeah. Then they also don't know feeling and perception also part of Sankara. But they cannot describe, they had to go to Abhidhamma to see all these things. It's just like, have you been to Twin Tower? Haven't. Yeah? The KLCC one. Huh? You know the theory they know is, I know lah, he read before. Twin Tower, 88 story tall, there's a link bridge in KL Surya. You think it's very good, isn't it? Well, dear you are. He can rattle out. But you ask him, you've been there, man. He dare not tell you. Why you ask me? Well, I ask you, you've been there or not, you will know how you go there. Yeah. If somebody been there, but he don't know the theory, he don't know Twin Tower 88 story, but he been there. At least that guy been there, no? So he reached there, you ask him, how you go there? Oh, I took a bus, or I take a taxi. Drop me at KL Surya, the big signboard there. Then I go in, inside got what store? This one, they can describe, but they have been there, they realize it. Understand? But the one theory one, you ask him, KLCC inside there, how? Don't know. MRT can reach. The front, how? The restaurant, what? Which floor, what? You don't know, understand how? So theory, no use. Sankara 52. Then all the English word, mental intention also Sankara. Mental formation also Sankara. Mental activity also Sankara. What are they? Cannot understand. They repeat, understand? Like parrot. So problem with understanding the teaching is because it has been passed down as knowledge, understand? You only remember the words. But what the Buddha meant, you cannot explain, you cannot interpret. But those who awaken, they read. Beautiful. Sabbe sankhara anicca, sabbe sankhara dukkha. Really understand one. The universal character, they really insight into it, they awaken. The word all become beautiful. Understand one? That's why the four foundation of Mahayana, I can link all the teaching together using Theravada to explain Mahayana. Where got problem? Understand not? They say they got eight type of consciousness, but our five aggregate is everything there. No different. Understand? When you understand, you understand. When you don't understand, it becomes theory. Then it becomes scholar type of teaching. Okay?